This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Yesterday, lawmakers in California with a K, they sent Governor Moonbeam a bill sparked by two high-profile murders with guns stolen from law enforcement vehicles. The legislation was filed in January, would remove current protections against state law that allows peace officers, including federal law enforcement officers, officers from other states in California on business, and retired peace officers who are authorized to carry firearms from the same regulations that require guns to be secured in vehicles when not in use under threat of a $1,000 fine. It passed the Senate 26-12 this week. So they're going to get fined $1,000. I'm sure that will make sure everybody loses a love-stolen gun from law enforcement. That $1,000 fine will make a difference. State Senator Jerry Hill, Democrat from San Mateo, sponsor of the legislation, said officers' guns must be securely stored if they're left in vehicles. This is a matter of basic public safety and common sense. My bill would ensure that the requirements for safe gun storage in vehicles are the same for everyone in California, law enforcement officers and civilians. Finally, a true statement. It will require it. It just won't ensure that it stops anything. Hill's proposal, SB 869, would mandate that any person leaving a handgun in a vehicle must first secure it by either locking the firearm in the trunk or in a container placed out of view. It would create a new crime with a punishment that would include fines up to $1,000. Why does that not sound like very much to me? Hill's legislation comes on the heels of two high-profile murders in California with a K, both committed with guns stolen from the vehicles of federal agents. First, there's the fatal shooting of Catherine Steinle on San Francisco's Pier 14 last July by suspect Juan Francisco Lopez hyphen Sanchez, a Mexican national with at least five deportations under his belt, allegedly occurred with a Sig Sauer handgun stolen from the vehicle of a U.S. Bureau of Land Management ranger. Really? That was left loaded and unsecured in the seat. Ranger! U.S. Bureau, just saying it makes me laugh. If it wasn't a tragic circumstance, I'd laugh a lot. Steinle's family are currently perusing claims for damages from the BLM, San Francisco Sheriff's Department, and U.S. Department of Homeland Security, claiming the ranger's weapon was left loaded and in plain view in his car. And the guy who stole it, of course, shouldn't have been there in the first place, because San Francisco is a sanctuary city. Everybody there from the sheriff down up. Yeah, sheriff up. Everybody there from the sheriff up should be arrested for breaking the law right now. Breaking the law. They fought the law, and the law won. That's what should be going on. This was compounded with the news last November that the pistol used in the fatal shooting of an artist in the San Francisco area was stolen from an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. That gun, a 9mm Glock 26, was stolen from the car of a federal agent in the area just 2 weeks before the shooting. family of the muralist Antonio Ramos is likewise involved in litigation against the government over the firearm storage or lack thereof. On the national level, a California with a K lawmaker seeking much the same storage requirement for federal law enforcement as a whole. U.S. Representative Mark DeSalnier, Democrat from California, said locking a firearm when not in use should be a no-brainer. DeSalnier, who is sponsoring a bill in Congress that would establish guidelines for federal officers and agents to secure their weapons against theft and loss, said, yet there are almost 80 federal law enforcement agencies and none are required to have standards for officers to safely store and lock their guns when they're not in use. You know, in some states, that's not an issue. A 2010 report from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General that found 179 of the 243 firearms, or 74%, lost between 2006 and 2008 were lost due to failure of the agent to properly secure the weapon. And according to the OIG, all 179 losses may have been prevented had the officers properly safeguarded their firearms. As for Moonbeam, well, he has not commented on whether or not he will sign the legislation headed to his desk. I don't know, and Raven isn't here to ask. I don't know what the law is regarding that. Now, I would imagine, you know, you don't really hear about that happening too many other places besides California with a K, and San Francisco in particular. Now, do you? You don't particularly see that. I'm just having trouble figuring this part out. I am having trouble figuring this part out. Hey, on another note, despite that stupidity happening in California, good stuff today. Primary weapon systems. I now have the fully completed MK-116 rifle put together. And when I say I put it together, the upper came to me, the lower came to an FFL. But we're going to the range this weekend. We're going to take that rifle. We're going to take the bootleg ink rifle. We're going to take the Glock 17 with the RMR on it. And we're going to run that, all of those things through the ringer. I expect all three of those weapons are going to fly through beautifully. But there's just nothing like putting together something that is as technologically advanced as a primary weapons AR. Piston-driven gun. When you pull it apart, the rod from the piston looks just like the rod. Well, a smaller version. Smaller version, but running like an AK in a lot of cases. But a little more advanced. And I'm thrilled with this rifle as it is put together. I can't wait to get it on the range and start pulling the trigger on it. It's got some very high-end components on it. And it's going to be cool. It is going to be cool. Of course, ammunition by Ammunition Depot. That goes without saying. But, yeah, tomorrow or Sunday. We're going to do this Sunday, I think. Sunday is going to be one of those gratuitous days with a gratuitous expenditure of ammunition everywhere, all over, doing everything to everybody. Well, let's just say it's going to be righteous. What's that doing coming here? I sure am glad that I don't vape. I still get emails from vape places. And now that's heavily regulated as well. I just don't quite get that. But yes, the PWS MK-116 is in the house, and it is put together, and it is a resplendent AR. There is there'll be a video post put up on the website. There'll be a post put. There's already posts put up on Facebook and on YouTube. Primary weapon system. That's all. I've titled it. Should be fairly easy to find. Go check it out if you like. This is just, you know, desktop and putting it together and impressions and everything. Haven't shot it yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life's situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, feeding your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I won't be checking them out. I'll just be using their stuff in about 3 days. Quite a few rounds of it, too. Facebook largely ignored a swath of questions put forth by U.S. Senator Ed Markey in an inquiry about gun sales on the social media site and sistered site, Instagram. See, we just can't be, you can't sell your private property anywhere, ever. Especially not on Facebook. In June, the outspoken gun control advocate sent a detailed 3-page letter to the social media giant seeking answers as to why social media users are still able, I don't know why they did that, still able to post guns for sale on the sites. He writes, I am deeply concerned that gun sales on Facebook and Instagram, or sales posted online but negotiated and concluded offline, may circumvent or violate state and federal laws, resulting in numerous unlawful sales of handguns, assault weapons, and other firearms. Facebook and Instagram make available for purchase the very types of weapons used in the mass shootings in Orlando, Newtown, San Bernardino, among others. Except all of those guns were purchased legally. Well, except for the straw purchasing in San Bernardino. In Facebook's response, dated July 27th, Aaron Egan, the vice president of U.S. policy, danced around most of Markey's questions, opting instead to expound on how the sites learn and dispose of sales posts. She wrote, when we become aware of any content that violates our standards, we remove it immediately. This includes disabling Facebook and Instagram accounts dedicated to the peer-to-peer sale of firearms and removing violating Facebook pages and groups. Egan explained, both Instagram and Facebook still rely heavily on the user reporting function. Flag posts are immediately hidden from the public and go on to a community operations team for review. Egan said the global review team works 24 days a year, 7 days a week to ensure. I 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to ensure correctly reported posts are removed. Facebook and Instagram announced the all-out ban on peer-to-peer firearm sales in January. In May, Forbes and a host of gun control organizers pushed for more reform as gun sales were still readily available on both sites. Markey said in June, as recently as today, my office was able to find postings for gun sales on Facebook using search terms like AR-15 selling and selling Sig Sauer, and on Instagram using search terms like hashtag Glock and hashtag pistol sale. The desire to remove firearms escalated after news outlets reported that Mika Johnson bought an AK-47 from Facebook in 2014. Johnson shot and killed 5 police officers in Dallas last month, marking the event as one of the deadliest attacks on police in U.S. history. Except it wasn't an AK-47. Though Markey specifically asked the social media site about the Johnson rumors, all he received was a fleeting invitation to talk personally with the company regarding the matter. He issued a quick statement on Tuesday in response to Facebook's letter. The Massachusetts senator urged the networking sites to double down on their efforts and enact policies with a little more oomph. He wrote, while I commend the platforms facilitating the reporting of prohibited content related to gun sales by users, I urge Facebook and Instagram to redouble their efforts to develop and deploy technology that can enforce their gun sales ban without relying so heavily on user reporting. So in other words, we want you to spy. He continued, Facebook and Instagram's ban on private firearm sales should have the teeth it needs to be effective so that it can truly prevent guns from falling into the hands of those who should not have them. If they could only just show me how often that happens, I might give that a little credence. See, the thing about Mika Johnson is that Mika Johnson had not broken the law until he broke the law. That's the thing. Getting out there and, well, I don't think he had. Let me double check on that. But they're basically saying that, like here in South Carolina, it is perfectly legal for me to sell a gun to somebody without going through an FFL. That's perfectly legal. And yet I'm banned from doing it on Instagram and on Facebook, which I don't even know if I have an Instagram account, to be honest with you. I may. But all that notwithstanding, now Markey wants them to get invasive, which is interesting. Because a lot of people got ready to go from Facebook, and then Facebook backed away from it. Because, you know, Facebook is trying to conquer the world. And they can't do that if they lose millions of people. And if somebody comes out with some sort of an alternative, I mean, we were looking at MeWe, whatever that is. I think I have a site on MeWe, although I haven't been there in months. If an alternative ever comes out there, and all I use Facebook for is just to promote stuff the show is doing, and my granddaughters, and what the show is doing, and my granddaughters. If there ever is something out there to do that another way that doesn't want to meddle, well, then, you know, it's entirely possible that Facebook will go away. I've been waiting for Facebook to begin to fade. I know that amongst a lot of the young people, Facebook is not the, you know, nobody wants to maintain a Facebook profile. They'd rather Snapchat or Instagram or some of these other things where they can just have a social media presence and, you know, run in and out, sort of like a guerrilla presence, if you will. But Facebook, as far as I can tell, I mean, I expected Facebook to go the way of MySpace. Everybody remember MySpace? I mean, everybody had a MySpace account, and wow, it just faded just that quick. It was just gone out of there just that fast. So, interesting stuff. Especially the part where he wants Facebook to spy. Spy on your members. That'll go far. I can just see it happening now. It will, all kinds of people will be all kinds of happy to know that Facebook is spying on them. I'm sure that's just going to be the way it is. I'm sure of it. Politicians, you got to love them. Because if you didn't love them, you'd hunt them down and club them. Like a baby seal. With a smile on your face. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I will be running it this coming weekend from AmmunitionDepot.com. Late last year, Governor Terry McAuliffe, the carpetbagger in Virginia, put into effect an emergency ban on the carry of firearms in state agency buildings, DMV, ABC stores. Not exactly, you know, what we call banning even those with CHPs. What was the emergency situation that the ban was addressing? There was none. When was the last time you heard of a shooting in a state agency building? When was the last time you heard about one of Virginia's 421,000 concealed handgun permit holders committing a violent crime? Everything this carpetbagger does is based on politics and its associated rhetoric. The state agency gun ban is just another example of McAuliffe putting politics over the safety and rights of Virginia's citizens.
The General Assembly agreed with the Virginia Citizens Defense League and tried to stop the ban. Virginia Citizens Defense League urged the General Assembly to clarify that state agencies cannot have any kind of gun ban without the permission of the General Assembly. Delegate Mike Weber put in HB 1096, a state agency preemption bill, to do just that. Bill passed the House by 65 to 33 and the Senate 21 to 17, but did not become law because McAuliffe showed his disdain for the General Assembly and gun owners by vetoing it. The permanent version of the gun ban has a hearing on Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. Emergency regulations cannot be enforced forever, though. They have to be replaced with a permanent version. So, in Virginia, there's been a lot of requests for a public hearing on the emergency regulation earlier, and that has worked out. That's why the Commonwealth is having a public hearing on the permanent regulation. Hearing is next Wednesday, August 31st, 2016, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Pocahontas Building, which is a block south of Capitol Square, 900 East Main Street, northeast corner of 10th and Main, Richmond, Virginia. Weapons carry will not be allowed, with everyone having to go through metal detectors. McAuliffe, always the hypocrite, sure likes his security, doesn't he? So this is a hearing, so everyone who wants to speak will be allowed to do so. There is a sign-up sheet with names called in the order there on the sheet. You will have 2 minutes to speak. No signs are allowed, but VCDL GSL stickers will be available. You can simply say, I oppose this regulation. If you wish to say more than that, you know, you might want to consider some talking points. Like, number one, the biggest and most glaring one, where is the problem this is supposed to solve? There have been no shootings in Virginia, state agency buildings, and the ban on concealed carry is even more unreasonable, as CHP holders are the most law-abiding group of citizens in the Commonwealth. Second point, the governor has no direct authority from the General Assembly to ban guns in state agency buildings. To that end, this year, the General Assembly passed a bill clarifying that the government can't, or the governor, cannot do any type of gun control without the express permission of the General Assembly. The only reason that bill did not become law is that the governor vetoed it. This action ignores the will of the people as expressed through their elected representatives in the General Assembly. And since 1960, all but two of the public mass shootings have been in gun-free zones like this regulation creates. This would make state agency buildings in Virginia less secure, not more secure. But I, you know, where is all of this? Where's all of this emergency coming from? I'll tell you where they have an emergency. They have an emergency in Europe, and an increasing number of Europeans are turning to firearms and other self-defense weapons to protect themselves, according to a Reuters report. Many have attributed the spike in permits to heightened fears caused by recent terrorist attacks. This is nothing new. We've heard this before. It continues on. Applications for gun permits are climbing in at least three European countries, according to figures cited by Reuters. In the Czech Republic, the number of gun permit holders grew by almost 6,000 to nearly 300,000 in the first 5 months of 2016. Report comes in after Czech President Miloš Zeman announced he was in favor of residents owning firearms in the wake of the Munich Mall shooting in July. He said citizens should be able to arm themselves in order to be able to act against these terrorists. Pretty simple statement. I completely agree. Switzerland has also seen a dramatic rise, with all 12 cantons for which responded to a Reuters, which I don't even know what a canton is. Responded to a Reuters inquiry reporting an increase in gun permit applications in 2015. Interim 2016 figures show a further rise. Gun sellers in Austria also said the interest in weapons grew after a large number of refugees arrived in the country via the now-closed Balkan route. Robert Siegart, a gun maker and a weapons trade spokesman at the Austrian Chamber of Commerce, said fear is a very, very much a driving force. That's what we keep hearing from the salespeople in the shops. Although the trend does not seem to be taking place in Germany, the site of a number of recent attacks by terrorist-connected or mentally ill people, residents there are opting for less lethal self-defense weapons such as blank guns and pepper spray, not because they want to,
permits for carrying those devices have risen almost 50%. They're not carrying guns because they're not allowed to. The number of Europeans opting for firearms and other self-defense weapons could be even higher, as there is no up-to-date data at the European level. Instead, these numbers must be released by national and regional authorities, and those figures are not always comprehensive or more comparable. So what's for those not paying attention to anything in the world, they'll be going, well, why is that going up? An official reason for the spike in sales has not been published. But some have speculated that recent terrorist attacks in Europe are behind the purchases. There's no official explanation for the rise, but in general we see a connection to Europe's terrorist attacks. Hans-Peter Kreisi, a police spokesman in the Swiss canton of St. Gallen, told Reuters that those thoughts were echoed by Daniel Wiss, who is the president of the Swiss Weapon Dealers Association, and he runs his own gun store. Nobody says directly, I'm buying a gun because of the attacks in Nice or Munich, but some of these events have fostered a general feeling of vulnerability. Well, that's only because you are vulnerable. As for Germany spiking in blank guns and pepper spray, Ingo Meinhard, head of the German Association of Gunsmiths and Specialist Gun Dealers, said the demands jumped after a string of violent sexual assaults took place in Cologne on New Year's Eve. All of that happened. All that is being done by invitation. All these attacks are done by invitation from Angela Merkel, the German head of state. Europe is continuing to tackle the biggest refugee crisis since World War II. And interestingly enough, unlike World War II, where there was a bunch of people coming from different places, this all has to do with Sharia.
Yeah.
So, interesting little aside there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com. www.thepainreliefcast.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We get this from Monia Day, MD, MPH, from the Medical Economics Magazine. Obtaining an assault rifle should be as difficult as becoming a doctor. Not everyone can treat patients legally, and not everyone can hold a person's life and future in their hands. That's why we have medical schools and licensure fees and exams and state medical boards to keep quacks and charlatans from hanging out a shingle. I'm glad that she is the one, and I don't even know what the gender of this individual is. Monia D. D-E. I'm glad they're the ones bringing up the quacks and the charlatans, because there's some serious irrelevant conflation she's got going there. Unless you're in the business of selling guns, that is, licensed, they're not hanging out shingles. And using her logic, every one of us with fists and feet need to pay a fee and get sanctioned by some board. Not that doing so helps, with medical errors now the third leading cause of death. Just from her opening salvo alone, it's fair to ask if Dee walks like a duck, because she is sure quacking like one. As late TV pitchman Billy Mays famously urged, though, wait, there's more. She continues on, gasping. They are also a public health problem like cholera, HIV, and meningitis. As with polio eradication, we need to get to the point at which they don't kill or maim anyone. All by themselves. Are they doing that? I got two sitting right over here. And if that rationale can be used to ban a subclass category of firearms that's been used in such a small number of violent crimes, D can't possibly be okay with handguns remaining legal. But one grab at a time. The assault weapons are so low. That's such a low-hanging fruit. Assault rifles, which didn't exist at the time of the Second Amendment, amount to a license to kill, she continues. Not one. I'm about to choke from all of this. Not one to let a chance for misdirection go to waste. The first bit of deception is the oft-repeated gun grabber lie that the founders couldn't have imagined modern guns. They couldn't have imagined a whole lot of things that a lot of them take into Twitter, writing, computers, interwebs. There was a lot of things they didn't have any idea what was coming. The thing is, though, back then there was firearm technology, and it included 14th century multiple-barreled volley guns and a design by Leonardo da Vinci for a rotating triple-barrel breech-loading cannon. The founding era had already seen pepper box revolvers, Kentucky, Pennsylvania rifles, cartridges to combine shot and powder, the British breech-loading Ferguson rifle, the 11-cylinder crank-operated Puckle gun, and the Ghirardoni air rifle capable of firing 22 46 caliber balls that had actually been in use by the Austrian army 11 years before the Bill of Rights was ratified. Now, why doesn't a highly qualified professional gun expert, Monia Day, know this? Because that's what she's pretending to be, right? I mean, that's what she's claiming. This is the stake she's making right here. As for ownership of any gun being a license to kill, that's just a flat-out lie, purely designed to spread prejudice, which ought to be a breach of medical ethics. And that's where the real problem arises with the apparatchiks like D exploiting their medical credentials to pass their political opinions off as professionally qualified. Years ago, David Kodrya teamed with the late Joe Horn, a retired L.A. sheriff's deputy who had become a risk management professional. Using his Physicians Don't Borrow Trouble article as a starting point, they developed a form for patients to present to doctors presuming to counsel them on guns. The form asked them to attest they have reviewed applicable scientific literature pertaining to defensive gun use and beneficial results of private firearms ownership. Alternatively, it asks if they are knowingly engaging in home firearm safety counseling without credentialing, certification, license, or formal training in risk management, and to admit they have not reviewed applicable scientific literature. It asks them to disclose if they are engaged in an activity for which they are not certified, such as firearm safety counseling, and if their medical malpractice insurance carrier will cover lawsuits resulting from neglect and lack of qualification. And it asks them to further warrant that should a patient follow their advice and someone ends up hurt or killed as a result, their malpractice insurance personal assets will cover damages resulting from the lawsuits. I got to call David and get some of those. It's fair to ask Dr. D why her opinions on guns would be more qualified than her opinion on what to do with that, about that pinging noise from under your hood, or what the mix of mutual funds and high-tech stocks in your retirement portfolio should be. Just because she's, and I'm presuming here, highly competent in one field doesn't mean she knows diddly about any other field at all. But she's trading in on her degrees in the form in which her rant appears to make it look like this is the informed work product of a qualified professional. And unfortunately, those who do not know any better will be inclined to give her opinions more credence than if she were Monia D. licensed cosmetologist. And that's precisely the quackery charlatanry she projected on gun owners in her opening flurry of accusations. And as we've seen time and time again for progressives, every day is the opposite day. She should not be allowed to get away with it, at least not without putting her relevant credentialing up for examination and evaluation. That's especially true because Dee's media reach is extensive, and she's in a position to influence a lot of voters. She does have an absolute right to put any damn fool lying opinion out there and stump for any edicts that she wants as a private citizen. But to do so under the, you know, the auspice of her professional licenses as is an abuse of why they were approved and issued, and ought to rise to the level of an actionable ethics violation. Years ago, when I was a training NCO, I was in my office, and my first sergeant was across the way, and we got a call, and I answered it, and it was a collection agency for one of the soldiers in the barracks, and the guy that is on the phone is talking to me like he knows me, and he tells me he's a command sergeant major retired. Now, as a sergeant E5 on the E6 list, back then, stolen valor was not a big deal. Nobody cared to pretend they'd been in the Army that much back then. And so I went to my first sergeant and I said, "First Sergeant, there's a command sergeant major retired wanting to call about one of the, you know, so-and-so. He's a collector." And he said, "He told you he was a command sergeant major retired?" I said, "Yes, the first sergeant," he did, and I sent him the call. And my first sergeant let him have it because this guy was using the auspice of his title to see, you know, to bypass. That's illegal. That was illegal back then. The Army doesn't get involved in that kind of stuff. If you're not paying your debts or something, you might get kicked out of the Army, but they can't make you pay your debts. And this guy was trying to bend that, and he was trying to use his former rank as something, and, you know, that showed me just exactly his professionalism, because I'm almost certain that if he was a command sergeant major and he had retired, that he never would have done that when he was in uniform. He never would have allowed that. So, just a remembrance of mine, if you will. We're about to flip into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to hear from DRGO regarding medical economics and Dr. Monia Day, because Dr. Timothy Wheeler got out there and he had something to say about this, too, and when the DRGO gets involved, well, it's like E.F. Hutton for me. I'm listening. So that's coming up next hour. Once again, this weekend is range day. My man JT and I, we're going to take a bunch of guns out, and we're going to try to blow them up without, of course, messing up our hands, because we need them. You know we do. We do. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.